Can we go to the item for the day now? Honorable members, the last time we were dealing with the issue of the report on one, I think we're done with the optimum coal, and then we're dealing with just to finalize, Lily Mine. Can we deal with that issue? Is it possible to flag the report, Ms. Boss and Mr. Kotze?
Hey, Honorable Project Chair.
The problem, we can't even see Ayanda today. So how do we trust that he can project the report?
I'm projecting, Chair.
When we can't see herself.
Is it the Lily Mine, Chair, or the Optimum?
Yes, the Lily Mine. We were almost at the tail end of Lily Mine. We just have to look at... we had finalized even Lily Mine.
Yes.
Oh, before we go to Lily Mine, can you put optimum coal and see whether honorable members, especially on the observations, and start with the observations on optimum, and then we'll go to the recommendations and see whether it's a true reflection of the outcomes of the deliberation on the matter.
Can you see it, Chair? Okay, I'm trying to flight it.
There's nothing on my side as well.
Oh, yeah.
I told you all. I was going to say, I told you all.
Okay. Is it on now, Chair?
Yeah. Just go straight to observations. Yes, that is the observations, honorable members, bullet point one. I'm not going to read because we dealt with it. Go to the next. Okay, we're done with all the observations. Nah? Let's go to the recommendations. Bullet point one. Bullet point two. Bullet point three, bullet point four, bullet point five, bullet point six, any more for the report, for the adoption of the report? And Boone, I can't see. Can you see me?
Chairperson.
Are you still alive?
Yes, Chairperson.
Valmaran speaking.
Yes.
Chairperson, the recommendations reflect a fair presentation of what happened, and I therefore move for us to accept the report.
Okay. Any second?
Seconded, Chair.
Okay. Yes. Okay. The report is therefore agreed to. Let's go to Lily Mine, boss.
Chair, sir, can you see it? I put it on the screen.
It's dark like you, we can't see.
Okay.
You still remember dark like me, Chairperson?
Yes. I did see this thing. Instead, somebody's curtains are showing up. Very beautiful curtains. Yeah, we see it, boss. Go straight to observations.
Okay, Chen.
Yes. Bullet point one, honorable members. Bullet point two. Bullet point three. Bullet point four. Bullet point five. Bullet point six, bullet point seven.
Chair.
Yes, Honorable Volmarans.
I don't know, is it bullet point six there is not yet legal clarity on what department that sentence. I don't see the full part of it, but on the second line.
10.5.
All right. They said the process of retrieving the remains of the three miners, if it can be dealt with like we, that other part that was dealing with the recovery process.
We take out the remains.
Yes.
Fast track the process of retrieving the three miners, and that's it.
Yes.
Take out the off. Okay.
Chairperson,
I know Advocate Mika is very good on that one. Is that Honorable Mika?
Yes, Chairperson. It's not on the bullet point. I just want to make a plea that as Ayanda is flighting the presentation. The point that we are dealing with, can it be a little bit up, because on our screens the icons that we operate with are blocking, they are black in nature, and they are blocking the bullet points that we are dealing with.
Okay. But we are done on that one, eh? Can we go to recommendations? Bullet point one.
My point again, Chair. I'm saying the point we are dealing with, can it be a little bit up?
Oh, where it's. Don't make it disappear.
Like yes. That. Yeah. Thank you.
Chair.
So bullet point one.
The same point that you raised earlier.
In fact, let's just say there is a standard procedure. There is no conclusion, no confirmation.
Yes.
So, in fact, I think we said, Ayanda, that we must take out even the question because the interest is not on the container, it's on the mine workers. I think it should just say made on recovering and retrieving the three mine workers, and that's it. And then let's go to bullet point two. Honorable members, I think let's be, and I'm trying to say that we are only at Okone people adopting the report now. Shouldn't we give the same deadline we gave, I think, the department, the 12th of September, instead of the 28th of August?
It makes sense, Chair.
Because you are only going to be adopting the report now. Take out the Friday, 28th. Just say the 12th of September. I think that would be fine. And bullet point three. I think this one was long agreed, honorable members. In fact, we should have been reporting progress, Ian and Ari. It's a long-standing decision that we made to visit Lili Mine. It's just to resuscitate that point, but it has to be here. Bullet point four. I think that stands. Bullet point five. Bullet point six. Bullet point seven. Bullet point eight. Bullet point nine. The last bullet. Before we adopt this report, honorable members, we will see that we sent you the letter. The first one is there is a letter that we received from the CEO of Vantage Gold, who apologized for not appearing to the committee, of which he said his understanding was that the people invited and needed were the PRPs and the department. That one, it's a matter that we think we're dealing. We then subsequently, I think few weeks or so after that's why we said we must put it to members. Also received the letter. I think you can flight the letter, Ayanda, if members want to, but we did try to send it to all members. Received the lawyers who said they were representing the families of the three mine workers. And I'm trying to check from my side, but we did send it to honorable members. At the core of what they were raising was what they said is central to brief the committee on the developments since the last time of the committee when it met. But I think we must be able to. Is it possible, Ayanda, to flight that letter, please?
Yes, Chair, I'm trying to flight it. Can you see it, Chair?
Yes, yes. There is the letter, Honourable Members. Let's go to the, we want the content. We'll see what is written. There it says, we represent the victims of the Liliman tragedy and were present in Parliament on the 11th February 2020 for parliamentary inquiry. We summarize the resolutions. That's what they tried to capture. The resolution, let's go beyond. I see the resolutions. I don't think we want to see what they are pleading for. Now, it says that we can report that there have been many developments in the matter since the last parliamentary briefing on 11 February 2020. We kindly request that a follow-up parliamentary briefing be arranged for this progress to be reported to Parliament and a way forward to be charted. Would you therefore kindly add, urgently expect that the arrangement of the follow-up meeting of the Parliamentary Committee, whether physical or via Zoom, in order for this matter to receive the dignified attention that it deserves. Now, the letter was written to the Portfolio Committee. And I think we have to give response to the matter. I don't want to lead the committee, but obviously when we visit Liliman, I think we will be able to get again a briefing on what would have taken place. That would have been the suggestion that, amongst other things, we can't go and not be able to visit the family. And if the lawyers represent those families, I think that's when, in my view, we should then be able to accommodate a briefing with regards to the development. But I must say, the most difficult thing is that any development must be about the recovery of those mine workers. The commercial issues still remain a challenge that it will be impossible for a portfolio committee of Parliament to entertain transactions, except if and when they lead us to the ultimate end of what we want to achieve. But I'm leaving it to you, Honourable Members, before we adopt the report. I think it's fair that you get the information in relation to the letter written. Any take?
Chairperson. I think in your hesitation to lead us on this matter, you make a cautionary comment that I don't want to lead the committee, but this is what I think. And when I listen to what you were thinking, I think to me it makes sense, since we have an anticipation of visiting Liliman. Correctly you put it, we can't go there and not see the family, and that's where the opportunity would come from the family's lawyers to then brief us on what changes or developments there is. So I'm aligning myself with the point that you were making. Thank you.
Okay. Any second of what Honorable Bashaul is raising?
Yes, thank you, Chair. Yes, I second what the Honorable is saying. And also, we must take into consideration that indeed, the very same families, victim families, you must remember that they are there in the little mine itself. Even if, I mean, seeing them, arranging for to see them, maybe at their places and all those things, they are in the mines itself. They are camping there in the mine. But also to add maybe Chairperson, I'm not sure, or I didn't check it, or I didn't see it. Is there any time frame, a date, or maybe that is suggested for us to go and do an oversight there in the little mine? Just to check. I just want to check that, because it looks like we did time frames for most of other things. Did we make also, did we suggest that it would be good for us to do the oversight at a certain this period or this time? Thank you, Chairperson.
Okay, if there is no dissenting view, let me say that, remember what we said. My understanding was that we said when we come back, one of the primary things that will be considered is to start with an oversight, and that's what we are working on. That is, we go to recess when we open after the constituency period. We will then the first point of call. That's why you say we make the application to the House Chairperson. The first point of call will be an oversight, which is long outstanding from last year, if I'm not mistaken, last year, October, November, somewhere there. So that's why we said an agent. If possible, Ayanda and Ari, and myself will be able to come back and say this is. But that program still stands. But we will bring the dates when we now want to undertake by in terms of the application itself. So we will give that probably next week when we deal with the minutes. Is there a mover, honourable members, for the Lily Mine report?
Yeah, I move for the adoption of the report as we discussed, Chair.
Any seconder?
Seconded, Chair.
Siyabonga, Babu, Volmarans, and Umhleka Zumthenjani. Boss, and are any other matter?
No, Chair, except to say that we don't have a meeting on Friday. We moved it to the following week.
To the following week.
Yeah.
Yes,
please.
From my side, Chair. Nothing from my side, Chair.
We move because of the. I had your concerns, honourable members, but and I think it's important when we also deal with some of the issues next week, we'll explain the difficulty. I understand. I'm someone who quite reasons. I understand the challenge of Fridays, but sometimes when things are pressing and those are the only dates we can get in terms of the slot, the only slot that we are capable to fight for and succeed is a Tuesday. The rest of the other days are subject to availability. And I think Thursdays is a little bit awkward because it's caucuses sometimes of different parties, political parties. And afternoon, obviously, it's going to be the House sitting in some instances. So let's meet then next week again, Tuesday, honorable members. Thank you very much for your cooperation. See you next time. I've given you a relief. I only made one mistake, honorable members. Yesterday, we received the sad news again of the passing on of one of our colleagues in Parliament. Mr. Mohammed, Honorable Mohammed, who passed on yesterday. I'm told that the funeral will be taking place today at 12:30, probably. I think 12:30 to 1:30. Am I correct, honorable members? I think so. Those are some of the sad news, unfortunately, that we continue to be confronted with in this difficult moment. May his soul rest in eternal peace. Thank you very much, honorable members. The meeting stands adjourned.